السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، وارحم سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وارحم سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله. الزاكيات لله. الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
Would you put the air conditioner on or make the fans higher? Fan in the fan. Old fans on number 4. Not on this one. On that one. If that one rolls, then I'm not well. Whoever doesn't want the fan not feeling well, flu or something, come over here on this side. Where Uncle is, come over there. If you don't want the fan, we leave that fan there off. Whoever doesn't want the fan, go in there and put the others. So that fan there, you can put it off. On the other ones, not on this one. No, no. Okay. To understand how this Buzrugani Deen, how they value every moment, you know. Brother Mufti Ibrahim Sariji Sahib, he was mentioning that a person, how he's going to spend this night. If a person is tired, maybe he's working all day, person sometimes got difficult work. We must make shukr if Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us to earn our rozi. One day in Karachi, we were in the Khanqah there, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, now Barakatuh. and there were two people working on the roof, and it was very hot. Karachi gets very hot. The two people were working on the roof in the sun. They're from Baluchistan, so they were on the roof. And they came down for Zohar Namaz, and they're soaking, perspiration, you know. We coming out now from the aircon Majlis Khana there, and we're going to the Masjid. Short space, we got to walk in the sun. We're feeling hot. So Hazrat met these people on the way. He was asking them something about the work and all that. And then he mentioned this to us. So how much shukr we must make if Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us to get our rozi. So we don't have to. Now imagine in the heat, hot, the person is on the roof, working on the roof. That's what he has to do to earn his risk. How fortunate we are if Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for us to earn our rozi. Sometime a person could have been working like that the whole day, and the next day again he has to go and work like that. By the evening he is so tired. How is he now going to spend the night in ibadat? Mr. Ibrahim Sahib, he says, see, after Maghrib, person is still a little bit okay. After Maghrib, you have to stay awake till at least Taraweeh and all that. So at least after Maghrib, because the night has already started, from sunset the night has started. So after Maghrib, engage in some ibadat, read your awabin, read some Quran Sharif, whatever. So at least, you know, you meet some ibadat, some dua, some ibadat. Maybe come away a little early for Isha, make some dua. And then, he says, see, you are going to read Taraweeh. The dua to read on this night is, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa afwani. If we find ourselves on the Laylatul Qadr, let's read the dua. So he says, see, after every four rakats in the Taraweeh, there is a pause. So in that pause, read this dua 10 times. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa afwani. That's if the hufaz give you a chance. Some hufaz, they very fast, no? By the time the four rakats finish, before you can say anything, up for the next four. So, but in that time, you can read few times, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa afwani. If the person read like that for the whole Taraweeh, and then maybe he read his, obviously he has to read his witr, he just read two rakats nafal after the witr. At least he did some ibadat for the night. And then again in the morning, Muqtab never mentioned all this, I'm just saying, in the morning if he wakes up, sehri time, he read another two rakats, four rakats, make a little bit dua, and then partake of his sehri. So then to a person, would have observed something of this night. But obviously, if Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for us, then we must try and exert even more. Whatever we can manage to do, we must try and do. I mentioned to you that after Maghrib, I think I mentioned, the Jamiat sent this reminder around, and one or two other friends also sent it to me, that Ibn Rajab Hanbali Rahmatullahi, he mentioned that the odd night, which is a night of Jumu'ah, like now tonight, is a night of Jumu'ah, and it's an odd night. So he says, in his experience now, he's saying that there's a very high likelihood, very highly likely, that that will be Laylatul Qadr. You will get every year one odd night, most probably you will get. Like now this year, this what we will call Thursday night, but it's actually Friday night, right? And in Deen, the night precedes the day. So this is the night of Jumu'ah. So now this is an odd night. So the next night that will precede the Jumu'ah will be an even night. If there's 30, so the next one will be an even. So in every last 10 days, you will get one odd night that will precede the Jummah night. If it is 30, then he says that highly likely that that will be Laylatul Qadr. So these are all just to give us some more. You're looking for the treasure, so whatever clues and tips you can get, so you cling on to it. Read some munajat.
مجالہ کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجالہ کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
ایوری ٹائم بفور اللہ تعالیٰ نیم کمز سیز ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری ان ایوری بریتھ آف مائن او مائی اللہ I must be saying Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saas loo mein ho jaye jari. As soon as I take a breath, then what must happen? Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. In other words, constantly I must be in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. All the time I must be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. I must be taking Allah Ta'ala's name. It says, Oh Allah, for too many days I have remained useless. Just wasting my time, worldly pursuits, futile pursuits. Now make me a useful person. In other words, now use me for deen. Now let me start earning and working for my akhirat. Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith sharif, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-mut. Wal-ajizu man adba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. An intelligent person is that person who restrains his nafs. Mandana nafs. He reins it in. And wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. And his efforts is for what's going to happen after death. That he's making his effort. He will have to make a little bit effort for the dunya. But how, I think Ghaliban Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, Make effort for the world بِقَدْرِ مَقَامِكَ فِيهَا To the extent that you're going to live here, make that much effort. وَعْمَلْ لِلْآخِرَةِ بِقَدْرِ مَقَامِكَ فِيهَا And do make effort for the akhirat in proportion to the time you're going to spend there. Make effort for this world in proportion to the time that you're going to spend here. And we take our 24 hours, How much time we use for the world and how much time we're using for the akhirat. Whereas the life in the akhirat is longer. The life in the world is a short life. Just this afternoon, this morning, we're discussing that from the time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave da'wat till the time Abu Jahl died, right, was about 15 years. But he didn't bring iman.
from the time he died to now, he died now, second year Hijri. Now we are 1447. So 1445 years he is getting azab. 1445 years already he is getting azab. All he needed to do was bring iman for 15 years. Short time. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, he brought iman in Makkah Mukarramah. Maybe he was mu'min for 10 years. Till he became shaheed. For 1445 years already, he's enjoying the fragrance of Jannat, the beautiful sceneries of Jannat, and he is a shaheed. So he is, the souls of the shuhada are in the birds of Jannat. They are drinking from the waters of Jannat, eating from the fruits of Jannat, perching under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So why throw away our opportunity, you know? Allah Ta'ala has given us one chance. An intelligent person, he will work for what's going to happen after death. And well, ajiz, a foolish person, stupid person, or in the words of Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, international donkey, is that person, he will follow his desires. He follows his desires. And then what is watamanna ala Allah? No, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. He's following his desires, and then he's saying, no, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. A person is working for the company. He's doing everything right. He's doing everything right. He's on time, he's doing his work, he's got amanat in him, everything he's doing. Now he went to do some company work. He parked somewhere, he came back, and somebody scratched the car. Somebody may have been parked next to him or something, they scraped the car. They're gone. Or maybe he scraped the car. Now he is hopeful that, see, you know, my track record, the employer, you can see that I'm not a reckless person. Now let me go and present my case there. Hopefully there will be understanding towards me. But now you got one person, he comes late, he doesn't do his work, he stole from the company 10 times, and now he went and knocked the car. Now what is he going to expect now? When they expect, no, they're going to pat him on the back and tell him, shabash, very good, you're doing well for yourself. No, it seems like that. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Definitely Allah is Ghafur Rahim. But we have to be making an effort in the right direction. Despite making an effort in the right direction, we will err. We will make mistakes. We will do wrong. Right? And Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Allah will overlook our faults. He'll forgive us. But not we living our life. We know this thing is haram. Carry on doing it. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. No, it doesn't work like that. Hazrat Rahmatullahi used to say, you don't go and put your finger in the fire to get burnt because you got burn all ointment at home. So you don't go and deliberately burn your finger because you got burn all. I don't know, you still get burn all. All the pharmacists are here, they can tell us. Whether you still get burn all ointment. So any ointment now for burns, the person doesn't go deliberately burn himself, say, no, I've got ointment at home, so I'll use it. He's very careful. Now, if he got burnt, say, no, the ointment is there, I can go and use the ointment. So Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat is there, but that doesn't mean that we must intentionally commit guna. In fact, Hazrat Rahmatullahi mentioned once, not once, a few times, that a person who commits guna because Allah is Ghafur Rahim, he's committing guna
The fact that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor al-Rahim, that should make us feel ashamed. That Allah is so merciful, Allah is so forgiving, how can I still live a life of sin? But the person who is committing guna on the strength that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor al-Rahim, then there is a fear that he can die without iman. The fear you will die without iman. There is one incident mentioned in the ahadith, right? That one person in the previous ummah, so before he passed away, he called his sons, you know, and made a wasiyat. He said to them, they see, when I pass away, you must burn me. Burn me, and then after you have burnt me and I am reduced to ashes, now you must take this ashes, half of it, take it and dispose of it in the ocean. Other half, take it and dispose of it on the land, different places, go and throw it. So now the father passed away. Now they think, what we must do now? So now he said must do this. So now we rather just carry out his wasiyat, what he gave. Now we rather do it. So the father's body was burnt. And then they took this ashes, half they threw in the ocean, half they threw on the land. But that side, this person's soul, every person's soul goes to Allah Ta'ala. You pass away, your soul goes to Allah Ta'ala. So this person's soul goes to Allah Ta'ala. He said, but why did you do this? Why did you tell them to do this? Say, Ya Allah, I'm so much guna that how I was going to face you? Mafhum of the hadith. So that's why I told my children, they do this. I felt like now, there won't be no hashar for me now, you know. No resurrection for me because my body is burnt half day. He's a jahil, right? Jahil person. But he did this so sincerely that Allah Ta'ala forgave him. Allah Ta'ala forgave the person. But it's a wrong thing to do. We can't do it. It's against the Shariat. We can't do it. Right? But this person, to show Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith of Qudsi, right? That no matter what guna you commit, you come to me with the whole world full of gunas, I'll come to you with the whole world full of forgiveness. The words in the hadith come, la ubadi, no problem at all, I'll forgive you, no problem. Whatever sins you commit, I'll forgive you. You come to me, certain amount, I'll come to you so much more. You come to me walking, I'll come to you running. But the effort has to be from our side. Then our shortcomings, our mistakes, whatever, Allah Ta'ala is there to forgive us. Right? But we have to make an effort. We can't be living a life, can't be living a life of guna and then expecting forgiveness. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. The person does wrong, he remembers Allah Ta'ala. Then he seeks forgiveness for his sin. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. He doesn't remain stubborn on his gunas. And Allah Ta'ala says, innamat-tawbatu 'ala Allah. The tawbah which Allah Ta'ala has made binding upon himself, the tawbah that Allah would accept. Lilladheena ya'maluna as-su'a bijahalah. It is for those people that in a moment of ignorance, in other words, in a moment of weakness, in the heat of the moment, person got caught up in some guna. Ghaflat at that time, got caught up in some guna. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Then quickly the person makes tawbah. غَلَطِي ہو گئی. I mean a mistake. Now, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are the people Allah Ta'ala will accept the tawbah. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Tawbah is not for those people. Whole life they just carry on making, doing haram, sab kuch andar, maskal andar. Everything is just going, we know what we're doing is wrong too, we're just carrying on. Hatta إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Now when mouth comes away, then إِنِّي تُبُتُ الْآنِ. Now the person, now making tawbah. That time even Firon made tawbah. Even Firon made tawbah at that time. Even Firon brought iman at that time. But it wasn't accepted. Even he, at that time when he brought iman, it mentioned that Jibreel Amin, alayhi salam, he took the sand from the ocean, the bed of the ocean, because Firon was drowning in the ocean. He took the sand from the ocean, he threw it in Firon's mouth. Al-an, now you want to bring iman? وَقَدْ عَسَيْتْ. Whole time you were living a disobedient life. Now when you're seeing the things of the akhirat, now is a gharghara of maut. Now you want to bring iman? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah of his banda. As long as the gharghara of maut don't start. When the gharghara of maut gonna come, what we know? We don't know.
رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں.
Say, oh Allah, I am still waiting. Everybody has taken off. Everybody has taken off. I am still like a speck of dust on the floor. I'm not getting anywhere.
رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیاد مثلِ غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں.
So Allah, in your garden everybody is a rose. I am the only thorn that is there. I am a thorn.
مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں.
But oh Allah, I too got some fikr for the akhirat. Not of ghaflat, but there is some fikr also for the akhirat. I must have fikr now for the hereafter.
رہا میں بیکار زندگی بر رہا میں بیکار زندگی بر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں.
So Allah, whole life I remain a useless person, بیکار. حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ وسلم say, بیکار don't mean without a car. Person without a car, we can still go jannat. But بیکار meaning useless.
نہ نماز ہے نہ روزہ نہ زکات ہے نہ حج, خوشی پھر اس میں کیا ہے کہ کوئی جنت ہے یا کوئی جج.
There's no نماز in my life, no روزہ, no زکات, no حج. In other words, no احکام of اللہ تعالیٰ. Then what is the happiness that this person became a gent, this person became a judge, this person is this, this person is that. مالدار, double پیسہ والا, just a, what is the sense? Even a person can be an alim also. Person can study the deen of Allah. They become an alim also, become a mufti also. But if you got no deen in his life, then he's just like a donkey carrying books. There's no deen came away in his life. He's not making amal. Then what is the khushi that they put a pagri on his head? What happiness they put a pagri on his head? Person become hafizab, big jalsas. Hundreds of people feeding so many sinnis and don't know what and what. Posters are made, sent out on social media. Half is so and so, one, two couplets. What today's time? Oh, the way it's glorified. Right? But that fellow on the morning of his jalsa too, he don't make it for Fajr namaz. His hair is too lens. His beard is cut. His pajama is over his ankle. So what is the khushi that the person became hafiz? So these are things we got to reflect.
Har dam karu main ae mere bari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah
When you're taking Allah Ta'ala's name, picture your heart. The heart is black. All gunas there. The dots and dots and dots of gunas, they made the heart black. Now when you are taking Allah Ta'ala's name, so those dots are being removed. All the filth from the heart is being removed. And now Allah Ta'ala's name is shining in that heart. As we are saying, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allah Ta'ala's name is shining. Picture Allah Ta'ala's name written on your heart. Allah Ta'ala's name is shining now in that heart. So now, like how an oxygen goes, the blood is going through the heart and the oxygen is going into that blood cells. And then that goes to the body, so the physical body can function. Now when Allah, the name of Allah Ta'ala is shining in that heart, the noor of Allah Ta'ala is attracted to that heart. Now every time, jab saas rooh mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Now every breath, there is a noor from Allah Ta'ala that is coming. The noor of Allah Ta'ala is going through the whole body. The physical body requires the blood. The spiritual body requires the noor of Allah Ta'ala. Now the noor of Allah Ta'ala is going through the body. Now that body will be used in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That eyes won't go towards haram. That ears are not going to go to haram. That tongue is not going to utter haram. Why? Because now there is noor of Allah Ta'ala flowing in that body.
Har dam karu main ae mere bari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera gunah mein aalooda ho raha hai ruwa ruwa baal baal mera
So my Allah tujhe to maloom hai ilahi ro Allah you know very well Bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. My condition is that I am very filthy. Very filthy. Very dirty. guna mein aaruda ho raha hai. I'm soaked in sins, drowning in gunas. Rua rua baal baal mera. Every strand of hair of mine, guna is running through my veins, head to toe. I'm drowning in sins. Today we are seeing so many people making dua. So, what is happening? Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person, he is a traveler, his hair is disheveled, his body is covered in dust. Imagine traveling through the desert. In other words, there's every sign on him that must attract the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That when he's going to raise his hands and say Allah, then the heavens must open up to his pleas, to his cries. But this person is picking up his hands and he's saying Allah, Allah. He's crying to Allah Ta'ala. But his situation is, he has been nourished with haram. His food is haram. His drink is haram. He has been nourished with haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. Where is he? Where is his dua going to be responded to? Today, what is our earnings? What is going? So many doubtful things. Forget doubtful, so many haram things. To earn, we're doing haram. To protect our earnings, we're doing haram. To spend the earnings, we're doing haram. Every way haram. Hazrat used to say, my house on interest. The person, the house is on interest. Motor car on interest. Business on interest. Everything on interest. His carpets on interest. And today even buying groceries on interest. And some people are so wealthy. Wealthy, wealthy, Allah Ta'ala gave them so much. Maybe if they stop working today, their great grandchildren would eat. So much wealth Allah Pak gave. But they too charging people interest? They're charging people interest. It's become like a norm. And in Pietermaritzburg, don't have to go far, I'm not talking other town. In Pietermaritzburg, people charging interest. And they think they're doing something wonders. And no shame too, no shame. It's like a known thing. It's become a known thing that you want to borrow money, so many percent. You borrow money, so many percent. You want cash? You want me to take your cash and put EFT, so many percent. Everything so. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. He says, guna mein aluda ho raha hai, rua rua bhal bhal mera. And then he says, ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke. This is the last day of my life. Last day of my life. Durust kar de maal mera. He says, ya Allah, sort me out. Put me right. Put my condition right now. Put me right meaning what? Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyu mein. And now, O Allah, I must live in your love. I must live in your love. And my death must come in that condition. It must pass away like that.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi. बहुत ही गंदा हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری
اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ لا الہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ. اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ وإلیک یرجع الامر کلہ. لا نحصی ثناء علیک، انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، وإلهكم إله واحد. لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك. هو الله هو most beloved Allah, kind Allah, loving Allah, forgiving Allah, tolerant Allah, caring Allah. Oh our Allah who loves to oh our Allah who becomes pleased with his fantastic prayers. Oh Allah, we are your sinful bandas, oh Allah. We are full of faults, oh Allah, full of shortcomings, oh Allah, full of deficiencies, O Allah. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age right up till this very moment, we have led a life of ghaflat. We have led a life of sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't been loyal to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't even showed the loyalty that a dog shows to its owner, O Allah. Ya Allah, the owner of the dog, he just throws a few crumbs to that dog. The dog is loyal. The dog stays by the door of that owner, by his side, following every instruction, putting itself in danger to protect its master.
Oh Allah, you have given us so many ni'mats, oh Allah. So many ni'mats, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we ourselves, we haven't even realized the ni'mats, oh Allah. So many ni'mats you blessed us with. But oh Allah, we have used those very ni'mats for your displeasure. We have used those very ni'mats in your disobedience. We have used those ni'mats to upset you, to draw your anger, your displeasure. Oh Allah, we have realized our foolishness, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we realize that these gunas bring nothing but pain, misery, sorrow, be-barkati, oh Allah. These gunas don't bring any happiness, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we see dunyavi people who are drowning in wealth, who are fulfilling all their desires, oh Allah. They are committing suicide, oh Allah. They are becoming addicts, oh Allah. They are throwing their lives down the drain, oh Allah. We have realized, oh Allah, that the asbab don't bring happiness, oh Allah. Ya Allah, the only one that can give us happiness in our heart is you, oh Allah. You can give us happiness. You can give us contentment, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, every black dot on our heart, you remove it, oh Allah. Ya Allah, every guna written in our book of deeds, you erase it, oh Allah. Ya Allah, no matter how many gunas there are, your maghfirat is much, much more, oh Allah. Ya Allah, your maghfirat is much more than the waters of the ocean, oh Allah. Your maghfirat is much more than the mountains, oh Allah. Your maghfirat is much more than anything, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we begging of you, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us. You cleanse us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we have got yateen that for you it is just kun fayakun, oh Allah. Ya Allah, our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your beloved, oh Allah, he has informed us, oh Allah, that something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sinners, oh Allah. Ya Allah, he has informed us that every human is a sinner, oh Allah. But from amongst the humans, from all the sinners, those who turn in repentance, oh Allah, they are the best bandas, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. We are asking you for forgiveness. You forgive each and every one of us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, don't leave a single guna in our account, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we begging of you. We beg of you, Ya Allah. You give us the strength to stay away from all gunas, O Allah. Give us himmat like lions against nafs and shaitan, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we in our foolishness, even if we want to go towards guna, you create a barrier between us and sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, far too long have we led a life, Ya Allah, being the slave of nafs and shaitan. We have become like a puppy dog for nafs and shaitan. They just pull us in whichever sewage farm they want to take us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, now you give us himmat against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, make us your bandas, true bandas, loyal to you. Loyal to our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we haven't appreciated the tears of our Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We haven't appreciated the Mubarak blood of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed so that this deen can be established, oh Allah. We haven't appreciated the efforts of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, what jawab will we give to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Hashr if he has to question us? That, oh my ummati, what didn't I do for you that you never took this deen seriously? What didn't I do for you that you chose the ways of my enemies? You ran your business like how my enemies ran their business. You dressed like how my enemies dressed. You ate like how my enemies ate. Ya Allah, what jawab will we give to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, give us a conscience, oh Allah. Give us a conscience that so much of your mercy is on us. How can we be like namak haram, oh Allah? How can we be so ungrateful, oh Allah? Ya Allah, that we're not acknowledging the giver of the bounties, oh Allah. Ya Allah, so much we have received just by virtue of being the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us that realization that the only thing that's going to help us in the akhirat is going to be your mercy, oh Allah. One side is going to be you, Arhamur Rahimin. Other side is going to be our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatul lil alamin. That's all we got to hope for, Ya Allah. Your mercy and the sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah. We become your true bandas. And we become true loyal ummatis of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you cleanse us, O Allah. You purify us, O Allah. You put us on sirati mustaqim, O Allah. Hum to kamzor hai, Mola. We are very, very weak, O Allah. We make intention, we break our intention. Ya Allah, we are like the dry leaf on the ground, O Allah. A little breeze comes, it flutters a little bit, and then it falls down again, O Allah. We are like that soda water jorch, O Allah. Ya Allah, we wake up little bit, we say we need to do this, we need to do that. Next thing we fall down flat, O Allah. Ya Allah, but now we are asking you, O Allah. There is no power and might except with you, O Allah. We are your bandas, O Allah. We are yours, O Allah. Ya Allah, you make us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you put us on sirati mustaqim. You give us the strength to carry out good deeds, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the himmat to say no to gunas, O Allah. Give us himmat to say no to nafs and shaitan, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for being disobedient to our parents, for breaking the hearts of our parents, for not making the khidmat of our parents, for upsetting them, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, those of our parents that have passed away, Ya Allah, you make them maghfirat. Ya Allah, make the kubur gardens from amongst the gardens of Jannat, O Allah. Make us a means of isal e sawab for them, O Allah. Erase their darajat, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of our parents that are alive, make us the coolness of our parents' eyes, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to make their khidmat, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't let them be upset with us. Don't let us do anything that will shatter their hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep our parents with sihat. With afiyat, O Allah. Fulfill all their nek hajat, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them muhtaj on anyone, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our asatizai kiram, O Allah. Whoever taught us alif ba from maktab, O Allah. Right up till this very day. Ya Allah, reward them, O Allah. Those that have passed away, Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, give them jannat. Those that are alive, raise their darajat, accept their khidmat, O Allah. Ya Allah, take care of their needs, O Allah. Remove their difficulties, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept all their khidmat, O Allah. Ya Allah, our mashayikh, Ya Allah, keep their saya over us for a long time to come, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of our mashayikh that have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you reward them, you raise them. Ya Allah, let their kubur be gardens from amongst the gardens of Jannat, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us still benefit from their malfuzat and their fuyus, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with muhabbat with our spouses, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to fulfill the hukuk of our spouses, O Allah. Give us akhlaq-e-hamida towards our spouses, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us like a team serving your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us and our spouses create a deeny environment in our homes, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us remove all the haram from our homes, O Allah. Let us remove, Ya Allah, extravagance from our homes, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us remove the tariqah of the kuffar from our homes, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us bring the sunnah into our homes, O Allah. Let our homes become like madaris, O Allah. Let our homes become like marakis of deen, O Allah. Let our homes become a place where such children are nurtured, O Allah, who will hold a flag of Islam, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization, O Allah. We are taking pride, Ya Allah, today to say, my child is an engineer. My child is accountant. My child is lawyer, but there's no sunnah on the child. There's no deen on the child. The child is not even reading namaz, O Allah. But we are proud that my child got this degree, that degree. Our daughters got no scarf on their heads. They are dressed shamelessly. But we are proud my daughter got this degree, that degree. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, will we be able to stand in front of you with that be-haya daughter, with that be-namaz son, and be proud and say, this is an engineer, this is a lawyer. اے اللہ ہمیں احساس عطا فرما in which direction are we putting our children, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we are not proud to say my child is a Nawazi. My child is following Sunnat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq, Ya Allah. How will we answer you? Those masum children came into our homes. We polluted them because of our desires, oh Allah. Our ambitions, oh Allah, we polluted them. We didn't put them in the right direction. But oh Allah, you bring them on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. You bring them on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, those of our children whose aqaid have gone upside down because they went to such environments where they got, Ya Allah, brainwashed. Ya Allah, you create the asbab that the aqaid come right, oh Allah. Those of our children that have gone on to drink, on to drugs, on to zina, on to discos. Ya Allah, you give them hidayat, Ya Allah. You remove them from all that filth, oh Allah. Bring them on to sirat-e-mustaqim, oh Allah. Ya Allah, bring them on to sunnat, bring them on to shariat, bring them on to your love, oh Allah. Ya Allah, guide the ummah, oh Allah. Ya Allah, bring each and every one of us onto your love. Bless us with your love and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us ardent followers of the Shariat, ardent followers of the Sunnah of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rizq, O Allah. Give us barakat in our time. Give us barakat in our amal. Ya Allah, keep us in your divine guidance, in your divine protection, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that we are journeying to our qabr, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are journeying to the akhirat. Ek din marna hai, Mola, akhir maut hai. Give us tawfiq to make amal for what's going to come after death, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the glitter and glamour of the dunya, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from loving this world. Protect us from the deceptions of the devil, O Allah. From the whisperings of the devil, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, O Allah, from the takazas of our nafs, O Allah. Ya Allah, you keep us in your divine guidance, your divine protection, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, forgive our children, forgive our family members, our friends, those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive those in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, O Allah. يا الله those that are sickening, grant them shifa'i kamila, عاجلة مستمرة دائما. Those in financial difficulty, Ya Allah, give them barakat. Take them out of their financial problems. Those that have got qaraz on their head, O Allah, Ya Allah, through your ghaib you have them. Ya Allah, give us realization that we have to live simple lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us realization that we must draw from your treasures, O Allah. Your treasures, Ya Allah, are so much limitless. Why do we have to go to banks? Why do we have to go to haram dealings, O Allah? Give us the yaqeen in you, O Allah. We must just turn to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us firm. Safeguard us, O Allah. Safeguard us from base sabri, O Allah. Being impatient, O Allah. Give us that yaqeen that whatever is written for us will come to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours to become ours. Ya Allah. کوئی منزل بھی ہے اس گنہگار کی یا تڑپتا رہوں گا یوں ہی عمر بھر میں نے مانا خطاؤں کا پتلا ہوں میں اپنی نظروں سے لیکن گرا نہیں اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا دے ہم کو اے رب دو جا Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them naik and salik, compatible marriage partners. Those that don't have children, Ya Allah, grant them pious awlad with afiyat, O Allah. Ya Allah, if it is not in their muqaddar to have children, grant them sabr, that they realize that there is hikmat in there, O Allah. Ya Allah, assist those in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries. Ya Allah, the ummah is lost, O Allah. We don't have a khalifa, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless the ummah with a khalifa, a just khalifa who is on haq, who will rule the ummah according to the shariat, according to the sunnah of Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to establish shariat in our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, assist those in poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that our mission on earth is to establish your deen. Our mission on earth is to make your ibadat. Our mission on earth is to attain your ma'rifat. Everything else is by the way, O Allah. Give us that realization, O Allah. Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain. Take us to Masjidul Aqsa. Ya Allah, remove all the oppression from those Mubarak lands, O Allah. Ya Allah, the leaders of Muslim countries, give them hidayat, O Allah. Give us hidayat, give them hidayat. Give them tawfiq to establish shariat, O Allah. Ya Allah, if they have become stooges of the West, O Allah, and they don't want to establish your deen, they want to establish Abrahamic accords, they want to establish interfaith, they are bringing all filth and haram into their countries, then O Allah, Ya Allah, topple those governments, O Allah. Topple those governments, O Allah. And bring such leaders, such rulers, that will lead the ummah, guide the ummah on the shariat and the sunnah, that will establish deen in their countries, O Allah, who will be happy and proud when deen come in their countries, not when towers come into their countries, O Allah. Ya Allah, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawara, so much of fitna, O Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the fitnas from these places, O Allah. Remove the oppression from Palestine, O Allah. Ya Allah, give all these places into hands of such rulers that will rule according to shariat, O Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam, give them hidayat, O Allah. If hidayat is not written for them, then, O Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud, O Allah. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash, O Allah. Cause their ships to sink, O Allah. Cause them to fight amongst themselves, O Allah. Ya Allah, create division in their ranks, O Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qadir Mutlak. You show us your power, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we always knew this Iran and this America were friends. America and British were friends. But O Allah, now we see cracks coming, O Allah. We see cracks coming, O Allah. Even between Britain and America, there are cracks coming, O Allah. You are showing us your Qudrat, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. We got yaqeen in you. You will help us. We are your ummatis. We are your bandas and ummatis of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you help us. Bring us on deen and let your nusrat come to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, one day we have to pass away. We have to depart from this dunya, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, let not the angel of death find us in any type of guna, O Allah. Ya Allah, let that moment be the best moment of our lives, O Allah, when we are coming to meet you, O Allah. Ya Allah, let that be the best day of our lives, when we cross that bridge of mouth and come to our beloved Allah, our... Ya Allah, we see the students, when it's the last day of madrasa, they are so happy to go home, O Allah. So happy to go and see their parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us even more happiness when our souls are going to come to see you, O Allah. When we are returning to our home in Jannat, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut upon iman. Ya Allah, let our kubur be gardens from amongst the gardens of Jannat. Ya Allah, protect us from any type of azab in the dunya, qabr and akhirat. Ya Allah, on the day of Hashr, let our beloved Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us a drink from Hawd al-Kawthar. Let our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sifarish for us. Let us be seated in the shade of your arsh, O Allah. Let us receive our Naam-e-Aamal in the right hand, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus without any reckoning, O Allah. Mahaz teri fazl o karam se, ehsaan se. And above all, O Allah, grant us your ru'yat in Jannat, O Allah. Grant us your ru'yat in Jannat, O Allah. Grant us the companionship of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Ya Allah, you accept our rozas, our tarawih, our tilawat, our adhkar. Overlook our shortcomings, our deficiencies. Accept the itikaf of the muhtakifin. Accept our humble du'as, O Allah. Ya Allah, what we have asked for, grant it to us. What we have forgotten to ask, grant it to us. Bless us with the night of Qadr, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us long lives with afiyat to accumulate maximum amount of good deeds, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the hajat, all the nek hajat in the hearts of each and every one. Fulfill every person's jaiz hajat. You know the problems and difficulties that anyone may be facing. Assist and help each and everyone in their problems and difficulties, O Allah. Ya Allah, we make dua for a short while, we become tired, O Allah. You are giving us from even before we were born, O Allah. You don't ever tire of giving us, O Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your noor, with your marifat, with your love, with your qurb. Make us from the awliya, Allah. Bless us with the taj of wilayat. Make us from amongst the awliya, siddiqeen, O Allah. Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of du'as to the ummah. Whole life he made so much of du'as. All the du'as of khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, let it be on our behalf and on behalf of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, O Allah, grant each and every one of us refuge from it, O Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين You shouldn't waste the night if you are tired. Those that have come from out of, I can't say town, it's a small farm. If you come from out of Albert Falls, you are going back home. Allah Ta'ala take you safely, make you reach home safely. Allah Ta'ala reward you for coming. But don't waste time, even while you're driving home, if you came with company, don't engage in layani. Be in dhikrullah. Keep the tongue moist, read, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul affa afu anni. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul affa afu anna. If you are tired, go and rest. If you're still feeling fresh, continue with your ibadat, infiradi ibadat. Make dua to Allah, make tilawat. Quran Sharif, read some namaz also. If you can make salatul tasbih, make salatul tasbih, whatever you want to know. But there's no hard and fast. Whatever ibadat you want to do, you do that ibadat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Only thing is don't get caught up in futile. Don't get caught up in guna. Respect every moment. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala accept our broken efforts. Allah Ta'ala be pleased. Allah be pleased. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.